Welcome to another episode of Google Keith, your go-to source for tech tips and how-to guides that actually make sense. Whether you're on a computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, this episode is for you. Today we're unpacking a term you've probably heard 100 times, cloud computing. It sounds futuristic, maybe even a little mysterious, but it's actually something you're likely using every single day. So what is cloud computing, and why should you care? And how to make your digital life easier, safer, and more connected? Let's get into it. Imagine this. Instead of saving all your photos, documents, and apps directly on your device, you store them on powerful computers, called servers, somewhere else in the world. You access them through the internet, just like you stream music or movies. That's cloud computing in a nutshell. It's the reason you can take a photo on your phone and see it instantly on your tablet, or why you can start a document on your laptop and finish it on your phone. The cloud makes it all possible. So how does it actually work? Cloud computing relies on massive data centers filled with servers. These servers store your files, run your apps, and handle the heavy lifting, so your device doesn't have to. There are 3 main types of cloud services: storage, software, and processing power. For storage, think Google Drive, iCloud, Dropbox, and OneDrive. Software, like Google Docs, Microsoft 365 with Word, Excel, and Canva. Processing power, for more advanced tasks, like video editing or data analysis. When you upload a file to Google Photos or edit a spreadsheet in Excel in your browser, you're using the cloud. Now let's talk about why this matters to you, whether you're a casual user or someone who just wants things to work smoothly. Here are a few real-world benefits. Access anywhere. Your files follow you from device to device. That's so cool. Automatic backups. If your phone is lost or your laptop crashes, your data is still safe. Save space. Keep your device clutter-free by storing large files in the cloud. And easy sharing. Send a link instead of a huge email attachment. Collaborate in real time. These aren't just conveniences, they're game changers. Let's make this even more relatable. Here are some ways you're probably already using cloud computing. Storing photos with Google Photos, OneDrive, iCloud, and Amazon Photos. Streaming Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube. Working online, Word, Excel, Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides. Syncing devices, your calendar, your contacts, and notes stay updated across all your gadgets. The cloud is built into the tools you already use. It's just working quietly in the background. Now I know what you're thinking, is this safe? And that's a great question. Cloud providers use strong security measures like encryption, two-factor authentication, and redundant backups. While you still play a role in keeping your data safe, here are a few tech tips to stay safe in the cloud. Use strong passwords. Turn on two-factor authentication. Be careful when sharing files. Check those permissions. Make sure someone doesn't have write access to files that you thought were read-only. Review your cloud settings regularly. Security is a shared responsibility, and a little awareness goes a long way. Most cloud services offer a free tier. For example, Google Drive gives you 15 gigabytes free. OneDrive offers 5 gig, iCloud offers 5 gig, and Dropbox starts at 2 gig. If you need more storage or features like family sharing or extra security, you can upgrade to a paid plan. They're usually affordable and easy to manage. Here's a quick how-to guide for choosing the right plan. Check how much space you're using. Compare what each service offers, and start small. You can always upgrade later. If you are new to cloud computing, here's how to get started. On your phone or iPad, go to Settings, Your Name, and then iCloud. On Android, use Google Drive or Google Photos, or in our case, we use OneDrive. On Windows, OneDrive is built right in. On Mac, use iCloud Drive through Finder. Or just open your browser and visit drive.google.com or onedrive.live.com. It's easier than you think, and once you start, you'll wonder how you lived without it. Cloud computing isn't just a buzzword. It's a powerful tool that's already part of your digital life. And now that you understand how it works, you can use it more confidently and more securely. For more how-to guides and practical tech tips, check out the full library at googlekeith.com. Whether you're troubleshooting a device or learning something new, we've got you covered. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more smart, simple tech talk right here on Google.